Man, Image, Idea, photographs of men from the Mark Rice Collection, a new exhibition of photography from the period after the Stonewall Riots of 1969, is on display at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. The curator, James Smalls, professor of art, design, history, and theory, affiliate professor of gender, women's studies, and Africana studies at UMBC, tells us about why this groundbreaking photography is so important.
The nude figure in art and photography has long been a presence in the Western canon of visual representation. Most of us are familiar with artists who focus on the unclothed female form, but the history of art images of male bodies is equally complex and interesting. After the Stonewall Riots in 1969 in New York City, when the LGBT community rose up to demand equality and recognition, photographers increasingly turned to the male nude. The Mark Rice Collection, currently on exhibit at UMBC's Albin O. Kuhn Gallery, considers various aesthetic, social, and historical aspects of photographic representation of the male body post-Stonewall, pointing to the development and visibility of a gay male subculture and gay male photography. In these images from the 1990s, many of which may be regarded as controversial or even taboo by some viewers, we can see an important slice of the history of gay male photography, a category that comprises much more than erotic photography. These photographs show the complicated dynamics involved in looking at and being looked at by the male figure. Many, though not all, of the photographers are gay, but one does not have to be gay or male to appreciate them. The images invite viewers to look at them in a variety of ways, allowing audiences to remake a picture independent of the photographer's intentions or beliefs. The photographs also raise questions for sexualizing or sensualizing the exposed male body. While many highlight the artistic quality of the photograph itself, some willfully encourage erotic attraction to the model, his anatomy, his body language, his sensory appeal. Sometimes the gaze invited by a photograph harbors a possibility for homoerotic engagement, a potentially uncomfortable situation for some viewers. But it is important not to reduce gay male photography to whether a male body is naked or clothed, homoerotic or not. Post-Stonewall homoerotic photography is remarkably varied. Each photographer's career and each photographic image gestures toward a personal story and engages with the metaphors and mythologies surrounding gender, race, and sexuality. In the end, these photographs constitute noble aesthetic and historical attempts at humanizing and making visible same-sex needs, wants, and desires. While the photographs in this collection date to a decade that witnessed the devastating effects of HIV/AIDS, gay male photographers were not focused on simply documenting victims. Rather, they concentrated on the role of memory, humor, irony, and the musings on mortality in a cultural context of guarded optimism and hope afforded by promising medical therapies, increased social acceptance, and recent political advances. These photographs chart and contribute to a journey from sexual revolution to evolution. They underscore the emergence, growth, and importance of homoerotic photography after Stonewall. As such, they satisfy emotional and erotic needs while confirming gay identity in spite of the persistence of homophobia in parts of society.
You can hear Professor Small speak at the UMBC Drescher Center Humanities Forum on December 7th at 4 p.m. in the Albin O. Kuhn Library Gallery. Man, Image, Idea closes on December 12th. More information can be found at artscalendar.umbc.edu. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.